You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. And Bill, the Rays continue their home run onslaught on Monday night north of the border against the Blue Jays. Four more home runs for this team that just continues to get the majority of their runs by hitting the ball over the wall. But overall, it feels like this is a big series with the Blue Jays. When you look at these two teams, they both come into the series under 500. They're two teams that expect to contend in 2016, and they're certainly close enough to still both do that. Did you get that feeling heading into this series that this was, while it's still mid-May, kind of a big series for two teams that are still trying to find themselves?
Well, I don't think you ever really get that feeling in the clubhouse, but no. I think if you look at it as an outsider, you maybe get that feeling more. These guys are used to playing 162 game season, and they just kind of roll with the punches. But I would agree with you. I think it's kind of at a pivotal point of the season where both teams are kind of trying to find their identity. And I think who comes out the winner of this could be in the right frame of mind to move forward.
The Rays obviously get off to a great start, and they beat Jay Happ, who had been lights out so far this year for the Blue Jays, but they got to him early and often. You mentioned it being maybe a pivotal time. Certainly not the best time for Logan Forsythe to head to the disabled list, Bill. Guy who's maybe been the MVP of this team so far this season, expected to miss a month, kind of a random thing where he gets hit by a pitch. When one guy gets hurt, it opens up an opportunity for somebody else, and that guy is Taylor Motter. He comes up, gets his first major league hit. What can the Rays expect to get from Motter?
Well, for starters, they got flexibility, and this is one of the things they're really excited about. I don't think they've had a player that really moves around as many positions and can play them well, as well as he can, since Ben Zobrist. Now, with the bat, he's not Ben Zobrist, but he's young, he's got enthusiasm, everybody on the team seems to like him. They got their exposure to him during spring training. So we saw it last night. He played shortstop, and then once the Rays had the big lead, Kevin Cash wanted to get a couple guys off their feet, Longoria and Kiermaier. Of course, anytime they're on artificial surface, they're trying to rest their outfielders where they can. But so then they brought Brad Miller in and moved Motter out to right field. So I think we're going to see him play a lot of different positions, and it gives the Rays some flexibility in Forsythe's absence.
So he brings that, but you do lose Logan Forsythe. What is the team going to miss the most about Logan Forsythe over the next maybe up to a month that they're missing him?
Well, you said it, from the start. Probably the only other player you might give an argument would be Brandon Guyer, but other than him, I would say Forsythe is, Forsythe even trumps him. But Forsythe has been their best offensive player to date. He's been solid, been the toughest out on the team. And, he's just one of these guys you put out there, and he's, he doesn't say a lot. He's dependable. You just can't say enough good things about him.
You mentioned Brandon Guyer, which was right where I was going to head to next, because it seems like, he's been good all year, but since Forsythe has been down, he's really kind of stepped up his game. He started seven straight games for this team, and he's another guy who can play some different places. He's DH'd. He's played both corner outfields. In those seven games, 10 hits. He's been on base a bunch of times as well. He hit two big home runs on Sunday. He has stepped up at the perfect time for this Rays team.
Yeah, I mean, he's making a case to be an everyday player, and he would be for a lot of major league teams. Right now, he's hitting the ball well, and he's, making them think twice about not putting him in the lineup. So, if he doesn't hit the ball, he gets hit. So the guy's just been on a real nice roll. So I think it's been a moderate surprise maybe in that, they were just expecting platoon from him, but I think he's got other ideas.
Bill, when we talked last week, we talked about Matt Andrees and his great fill-in start. But boy, did he back that up, right? He earned the chance to stay with this team, and he was even better on Saturday. The two-hit shutout against the A's in two starts now, 16 innings. He's allowed just six hits and an earned run. Was he better on Saturday than in the first start he made?
You know, I didn't see the game, but, you know, obviously from the numbers, he was, you know, a complete game shutout. And it's pretty hard in this organization to do a complete game shutout with all the matchups they like to play in the late innings and whatnot. So I'm, you know, from what I read and what the line looks like, he must have really been good.
And you mentioned liking to work the matchups, and they're going to have a little extra help in that bullpen. Seems like soon. Boxberger made his first rehab appearance on Sunday. What did you hear about the rehab appearance? Did he feel good after that? And is he on pace, on schedule to get back when he wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, he felt good afterwards, and that at this stage, that's the biggest thing. So they'll probably get him a handful more of maybe not even a handful more of appearances at Port Charlotte for the, you know, Class A Charlotte Stone Crabs. And after that, you know, bring him in. They're ultra conservative in these situations. So when he does come back, I think he'll be good to go.
I want to run this by you, Bill, and you can tell me if you think I'm crazy. I read this somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where I saw it, but it was an article basically making the case that Steven Strasburg signing an extension and not being a free agent this coming off season could be a huge lift to the Rays, just because they have so much starting pitching depth that it raises the market if they were to make a trade. Do you give that any is there anything to that?
Well, I mean, I think they're in a good spot. I don't know if Strasburg signing has done it or not, but certainly their starting pitching is back to where it had been before last season. We all saw how dinged up they were last season, but you know, and they kind of got in a pickle there. But now, you know, with Andrees coming on, you got Chase Whitley coming. You've got Alex Cobb coming. You've got Erasmo Ramirez in the bullpen. You got Blake Snell at the minor league level, and you know, other guys at the minor league level that are pushing up. So they're in a good situation with that right now, I think.
Yeah, certainly. It's almost scary the amount of depth they have as far as starting pitching goes. When you look to the week ahead, obviously this series with the Blue Jays continues, Bill, and a great matchup on Tuesday, Chris Archer and Marcus Stroman. And when I look at these two guys, I don't know if I see similarities as far as the way they pitch, but two young pitchers who have kind of become the aces of their staffs, and two guys that are both engaging off the field as well. They're both involved in social media quite a bit. They're both a great interview when you see them on camera. Do you see those kind of similarities between these two guys? And it seems like it's going to be a nice matchup on Tuesday night.
Yeah, I do see those similarities. I don't see it as much on the field basically because of their pitching styles. I mean, results-oriented, results-wise maybe, but both of them, you know, seem to be self-aware and concerned about social issues and, you know, intelligent. I mean, Stroman went out and got his, you know, on his day off, went to the graduation ceremonies at Duke the other day. So, and of course, Archer was speaking about that yesterday and how he, you know, that's one thing he does. He wouldn't call it a regret because he wanted to sign professionally and put everything into that, but he would have liked to get his college degree as well. So, you know, he gave kudos to Stroman on that.
Yeah, and I know Stroman said he thought he would have to wait until maybe his mid-30s to get that degree, but it's funny how things turn out. He tears the ACL, so he misses all of last season. It allowed him to rehab at Duke while taking the classes. So a great story for him, and two class acts, certainly still early in their careers. Great stuff as always, Bill. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Rays edition. For Bill Chastain, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.